Have you ever thought about living well and what that means for you? In this episode, we'll cover exactly what living well means when you're living for the Lord.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Everyone and welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz, and this is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. And we hear the term living well all the time. We see it in advertisements, and we just hear it often. And so today we are going to discuss that and more. I want to thank our sponsor today, which is Kiwi Crate. I found this online last year when I was looking for presents for my nieces, other little kids who live far away. And we're going to hear more about that company and a free offer that they have and that they're extending to our sister network, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And I thought you guys would also like to hear about it as well. Well, we do hear the term living well. And today we're going to talk about what that means to a Christian, and also if you can live well and still live in Christ. You know, living well is a cliche, but for some, living well is a way of life. If we were sitting all together in a room and I asked you, what does living well mean to me and to you? I'm sure our answers are going to be different. For some, it's going to be financial freedom. For others, it might be finding your true love. And for some, it may be peace within your family or having a loved one who has strayed come back to the Lord. So depending on where we are in our lives, living well is going to be so much different for each of us. And I meant to tell you earlier, the show notes are on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, and you can look for episode 19, Living Well. Well, living well ultimately can't happen without wisdom, the wisdom to discern right from wrong, and the wisdom to understand that living well means so much more than materialistic acquisitions or ambitions. People think that living a Christian life means compromise, but this is so far from the truth. Christianity is not a set of rules and regulations that bind us. Really, these ideals set us free. And the fear of Christianity is that if you follow Christ, you're going to lose everything. I remember as a young college student, a faithful girl who was a friend of mine in college, and she led me through the salvation prayer. And although I follow the Lord, I had never really professed it in prayer. So that was a wonderful occurrence in my life. And everything that happened to her was horrible. Her new car was total that she waited for forever. She didn't have a car, so I did have one, and I would take her on errands. And finally, she gets one, and you know, no sooner does she get one, within weeks, you know, it's gone. And her major included, I don't remember exactly what her major was, but I know she had to do a lot of biology and looking at stuff in a microscope. And she would tell me every time she did, she felt like she was going to throw up. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, Lord, you know, how can this girl have all these problems and yet she follows you? And, you know, I just didn't know about her quote unquote brand of Christianity. You know, she walked around trying to, you know, talk about salvation and share her faith. And she was a beautiful girl and just the nicest person ever. But I showed, you know, she showed me Jesus in a real way by the reactions to the disasters in her life. And I was a believer. So can you imagine what a witness and example this was to non-believers? This must have really been confounding to them. But she showed by her example how to live a good life when everything in your world is falling apart. So many times we focus on living well in this present age, and it takes work. It takes learning how to pray and to listen. You know, we've discussed this on this episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast, what it means to take the time out of our day to spend time with God. And, you know, praying is talking to the Lord, right? It's having a relationship with Him. But learning to pray includes listening, and it means seeking God's word in the Bible and meditating on the meaning. And I remember talking to someone who said, the Bible's just too confusing and, you know, I can't understand it. And there's all these begats and there's all these numbers and, you know, I just don't get it. So many times people get stuck in the New Testament and totally miss the richness of the Old. So, you know, read both parts of the Bible, read the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if you get stuck, just pray. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. You know, when Jesus left, He said, I will not leave you. I will not abandon you. And He gave us His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And this is a grace that the Holy Spirit will bestow upon us that is just there for the asking. And so many times in living well, we're anxious. We're anxious about the day. We're anxious about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. And, you know, we shouldn't be. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know, living well doesn't mean focusing on trouble. It doesn't mean focusing on the things of this world. It means having eyes towards the Lord and what He wants in our life. And so many people that are, you know, confused and confounded and don't know, you know, what to do with their lives, or they're trying to find themselves. You know, even older adults who are maybe dissatisfied with the way their life turned out. You know, so many times it's because it's that inward focus instead of an outward focus. And that's some of the things that we have to look at is look at our life. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And I just love the Psalms. And if you have never read the Psalms in its entirety, do spend some time in reading it, because it is really wonderful. It's wisdom is in essence in the Psalms, and that will help so much, because the gift of wisdom is such an amazing gift. It is something that can be treasured all of our lives, and it's something that we should pray for. We should constantly pray for the gift of wisdom. Well, living well also means sharing our faith, just like my friend did. And when we come back from this quick commercial break, I'm going to share more with you. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. KiwiCrate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16, and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 19. Today we're talking about living well. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. And I want to thank our sponsors who keep us on the air for free. So please check out our sponsor and let them know where you found them. Well, living well means sharing your faith, learning from others, like I did with my friend in college who had a deep faith, and asking those hard questions. What does it mean to live well for Christ? How can I live in the world, Lord, without being of the world? Living in the world means living out our vocations in life. Are you a wife or a father, a son or a daughter, a sister or a brother? Are you a spouse? Are you a friend? You know, are you a coworker? It also means living a life that doesn't compromise or succumb to the temptations of this world. Will we sin? Of course we're going to sin. But what happens after we sin is what separates us from those who do not know the Lord and who do not believe. First, we're going to repent of our sins, ask forgiveness, rather than taking pride in our sinfulness, right? And those who are, you know, vehemently opposed to Christianity are those who carry around a bunch of sin that's unconfessed. But praise God, that's not our problem. That's not for us to solve. It's not for us to point out to anybody. We have enough problems of our own, right? These sins are a burden, and the only way that we can live life with sin is to call evil, evil and good good, and not to put down others who think differently. Living well means not putting down those who oppose us, but praying for them daily. It means avoiding those who would lead us to temptation by staying as far away from them as we can, even if it means changing jobs or removing ourselves from those who are toxic in our lives. If a situation is a dangerous one, we should seek help and advice from someone trusted. Living well has nothing to do with wealth or an accumulation of things. It has nothing to do with living. The world will tell you that living well is a wonderful vacation, a spa day, or a shopping spree. Yet, what happens when you return from that fabulous vacation? I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. Or a spa day, or shopping. You know, the real world awaits us afterwards, right? We have laundry to do after vacations. We have so much work to catch up on. You know, household chores, shopping, you know, just the day in and day out. And, you know, if you're into the spa day thing, which I'm not, but if you are, you know, or get your nails done or whatever, you know, eventually they chip and they break and they don't look so great, right? So we start the process all over again. Same thing with shopping, you know, things break. You know, it's great when you get them, and I'm replacing a refrigerator that I've only had a couple of years, because to repair it will cost more than, you know, than it's worth. I've already had a lot of problems with this one. So, you know, things break, things don't work. It's life, right? But it's better to embrace each day, to be thankful for what we have and don't have, and focus on living for the Lord. Living well doesn't guarantee that we will no longer have trouble. It doesn't mean that trouble will ultimately, you know, be gone. No matter how wonderful the things of this world are, nothing compares to the love of God. Living well means praying for God's wisdom to follow His roadmap for living a good life through the words of the Bible. Do you take time each day to read the Word? Please do. Please do. It is such a blessing in my life. God wants to use each of us. Spend time each day in prayer and ask Him to come further into your life. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I praise You in all things, and I thank You for all things. I thank You for the small and the large inconveniences in my life. I thank You for the gift of life, mine and those You've brought into my life. I ask You, Lord, to help me to understand the meaning of living well through You. Help me to be a Christian. Help me in my Christian walk, and help me in all I do. Let it bring You all the glory and honor You deserve. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.